In the first place, I do not want to seem to confess my sins with a penitence. I am very doubtful if I feel. Now that I have got Isabel, we can no doubt count the cost of it and feel unquenchable regrets. But I am not sure whether, if we could, be put back now into such circumstances as we were in a year ago or 2 years ago, whether with my eyes fully open I should not do over again very much as I did. And on the other hand, I do not want to justify the things we have done. We are two bad people. If there is to be any classification of good and bad at all, we have acted badly, and quite apart from any other considerations, we've largely wasted our own very great possibilities. But it is part of a queer humour that underlies all this, that I find myself slipping again and again into a sentimental treatment of our case that is as unpremeditated as it is insincere. When I am a little tired after a morning's writing, I find the faint suggestion getting into every other sentence that our blunders and misdeeds embodied, after the fashion of the prophet Hosea, profound moral truths. Indeed, I feel so little confidence in my ability to keep this altogether out of my book that I warn the reader here that in spite of everything he may read elsewhere in the story, intimating however shyly an esoteric and exalted virtue in our proceedings,